No, I feel like maybe the last few times, because I watch Jaws at least every 4th of July. But I feel like this time, like I was watching it with an eye, and I pinged a few more things. Chief and Mama Brody are alcoholics.
I love them. I love when she's like, "Do you want to get drunk and mess around?" I'm like, if that's not in my marriage, I don't want it. Like,
At a time, it's a
throw
solo
it
trip.
all, throw the whole marriage away if I can't just say, "Do you want to get drunk and fool around?"
Well, did you do Corey Feldman night with us or no?
No, I didn't. That was my dad's birthday. I couldn't.
So there was like some other movie between Stand By Me and
Lost
The
Boys?
Goonies. No, The
Oh.
Goonies. And Ed and I had an intermission.
Oh.
I didn't make it to the middle movie. I was back for The
That's amazing.
where we put the baby to bed and we were like, intermission?
Let's
Sure.
go. I love it.
Because that's what life is, especially when you have a kid. You just gotta,
Get it
once you
in when you
park them
can.
off. But Jaws is just so well done. Just top to bottom. A plus casting, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of that because, like, a lot of the townspeople were actually just townspeople. Most notably, and whom I thought had the most believable, just the most heart-wrenching scene, is Mrs. Kitner. We'll get to that. I probably want to. Oh, guys, welcome back to Horror in Heels. This is Alicia.
I'm Jen, as
And
always.
this week we are talking none other than my first horror movie, my baby, The Jaws. Many shark movies after it. Some of them very well done, but there is nothing that compares to this movie for me. For me, I think the town of Amity is so fleshed out. I think the characters are so wonderful. I think that our main villain, not Bruce the Shark,
Not Bruce.
our main villain, Mayor Mister, I'll get you killed to make a buck.
And if you've listened to our podcast, you know that this is Alicia's like number one horror villain in
is my thing.
all of cinematic history.
Yes, he is. First of all, that man got suits for days, nautical suits for days. You want an Anka? You got an Anka. You want a pinstripe? You got a pinstripe. I was expecting him to walk out with a little shark suit next, which
Like,
honestly, that
hey,
would have been aces.
I'm
Oh,
surprised you didn't try to like merchandise the shark. Be like, let's close it down. Let's
yeah.
sell some
Oh, it's
shark
coming.
merchandise.
It's coming. I survived Amity weekend and
Yeah.
all I got was this lousy shark.
With a shark bite in it? Yeah,
Yeah.
totally.
The opening scene is so amazing. It hits you so well. It is so beautifully shot. With the moonlight, Chrissy just running down that beach. I mean, God bless that young lady's tits. They just
Ooh,
fantastic.
I missed him. Good.
You missed them?
Yeah, didn't see boobs.
Well, it's not like full on, but you
Oh, okay.
like see them bouncing side. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I think this is the only time that drunkenness has saved somebody's life. The other dude could not get into the water and passed out drunk on the shoreline and
Yep.
thus avoided being eaten. So I don't even know what his name is.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he did do the right thing. He woke up and realized she had not passed out with him and He called right away. And then that poor young man has to see.
Oh, found the body.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Oh, the way the sheriff is like all upset after he finds the body. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Shuffling the sand around.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. For a number of reasons, it seems like this is, and we find this out more later on, but this is their first season in Amity as a sheriff. They're New Yorkers. You can tell by the way they talk, and if you can't, you've not been listening to this podcast long enough. Because I sound like Mama Brody, okay? We're the same person, okay?
And
father said, get off the boat!
Did you hear your father?
Exactly.
The body that they, when they find her body, they had a fake arm, but it looked too fake, so they buried an actual crew member. I'm sure they didn't bury all of her, but they so that was a real arm sticking out of the sand.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I did notice that that was a lifelike looking arm.
Yep. Twas.
Unlike further on that leg that falls to the bottom that we see falling down that.
Yeah, that was.
We'll get to that. Fun,
but it definitely looked fake.
Definitely looked fake. And now Chief Brody knows that this is a shark attack. For a man who hates the water, he is well-versed in sea life. I guess you get invested in the things you fear most. I don't know. And he tries to shut down the beaches. And here comes Mr. On Whose Authority. I'm the motherfucking chief of police.
Right.
Heartbreaking. And then Sir Chief Brody is like basically bullied into not closing
the beaches. Because he's a proponent. He's like, we gotta close this down.
Yeah.
Something's out there. We don't know how big the shark is or anything, but there's something out there that ate someone. We need to not be in the water.
Correct. I also feel very bad for him because he knows. He knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're at the beach. They're talking. And Ellen goes, well, when will I be an Islander? And as an Island girl myself, this line ran true. I don't know what this woman's name was. I never bothered to learn it in the 39 years I've been watching this movie. But we'll call her Loud Italian Island Woman. Okay? For all intents and purposes moving forward. Local loud businesswoman. She was loud and proud. And she goes, never. You weren't born here. You're not an Islander. And I was like, true words, sister. True words.
Yeah.
But very funnily, I think every town has that. She said it like it was just an island.
Right. Thing. No, it's your town.
It's your town.
I deal with that here in LA. I'm like, you're not an LA person. So stop. Just stop.
I would feel like, though, just like New York, like, we're a little bit more, like, I know the city is more, is less like that. They're more accepting. Like, you've moved here, you've been living here, you're one of us. LA people, you don't feel like that just because it's so.
I guess it depends on their attitude.
Got it.
You can't claim to be from LA and have a shitty attitude because people from LA don't have shitty attitudes. But we get that rep because of people that come here that are not from LA.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, if you have a good attitude and you've been here for more than 10 years, I guess. I've told people, yeah, that counts, whatever, that's fine.
She, spoiler alert, her face, guys. she, It's not fine.
Don't worry.
It's the same for me. Don't worry.
Yeah. I get so tired of LA people getting a bad rep. And I'm like, everyone who says LA people suck, I'm like, you don't know any LA people. You know people from other places that came here. And we don't get the cream of the crop of people that come here because they're the big fish for everything.
New York, I agree. You're not getting the cream of the crop.
No. It's because people come here that think they're the shit because they want to be actors or actresses or be in entertainment. So they think that they're better than everybody else. But none of them are LA people. They're all from somewhere else.
That being said, Chief Brody gets made fun of by Harry. Now, granted, I only remember Harry's name because I love the line, "That's some bad hat, Harry."
That's some bad hat. I just thought that they use that line in some production company uses that for their logo at the end of a show, and yeah. I can't remember
what show it is. I don't remember which one, but you are right.
Yeah, and so I'm like, oh, is that where that came from? Because at the end of every show, it's, "That's some bad hat, Harry." I was like, wow, they straight up took that right from Jaws.
Yes, they did. I think it's up there probably in one of the most quoted movies, I would definitely say. We're going to need a bigger boat. Said that.
Actually an ad lib, so that's pretty cool,
right?
Imagine ad libbing and it being like one of the most quoted lines of the movie.
I mean, to be fair, Chief Brody was not wrong. They were gonna need a bigger boat. Every time I watch the movie, I just notice how dilapidated the Orca is, like, more and more. I'm like, why did they think they should go hunt this great white in that? Hooper is a multimillionaire. Have him get you guys a better boat.
Right?
He seemed willing.
Something stable?
Something stable. Hooper was throwing money around left and right. He would have been happy to. Get one of the Oceanography Institute's boats up here.
He seems like the kind of captain who'd be like, I have to run my own rig.
And Quint wasn't?
What? No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. That guy.
Oh, you're saying Quinn would not have gone on Hooper's boat.
Yeah,
I can see that. You're right. He was going down with that ship no matter what. But we're skipping ahead. And now, probably for me, the worst of all the deaths is the little Kittner boy.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. You can just kind of tell. Spoiler alert. For anybody who doesn't know. When animals on top of the water get super still. Large predator. They've sensed. They're making themselves still to be unseen. When the water gets super still. Perhaps. Keep an eye out.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, though, to all these people on Amity, I'm on their team with their lack of notice of their surroundings only because I, too, would not have thought a shark would attack in such shallow depths. Like, that's fairly shallow.
Mm-hmm.
That kid is on the raft. He doesn't go that far out. Most of the time when you hear about attacks, and not that this makes it right, but it's surfers, it's divers, it's people who are further out from the shoreline. So that was an interesting thing that this movie did, and that's also why I think it's so successful. Even Chrissy, she has swam so far. She is all the way out at a buoy.
At a buoy, yeah.
That's a far depth. So I don't know necessarily, even though the mayor did know, a part of me has to think that at least before the Kittner boy, in his soul, him and the other people, because they have said it, We've never had anything like that in these parts. They truly didn't believe a shark of that size would come that close to the shoreline.
Yeah.
That's a natural response. Going forward, once the poor Kittner boy dies, then yes, let's shut it down. Why is there even a town discussion being held? Right. Why is there a town discussion?
Actually, you know what? I can't even, I can't even be mad at the mayor, because it's like, you can keep it open as long as you want. I'm not going to be there. like if you hear that
what he is saying is he was keeping it open and they were not notifying the tourists. Is how I took it to believe. Like, he was saying, don't say anything about the shark.
But then nobody was going in the water, so I thought they knew about it. Because he had to go to tell that old couple to go. He was like, just go in the water. Because I thought everyone was avoiding the water.
Well, it seemed like the main tourist hadn't gotten there, right? Because Chief Brody says, he's like, once 4th of July hits, because the mayor says you can close it for 24 hours. Once July 4th hits, we will be open. Mm. So I think that day that we see them go back into the water, July 4th has not yet hit.
Mm.
And that the mayor is saying we will be open for July 4th and we are not letting the tourists know about this shark.
Yeah.
And then Quint comes in. The most chilling sound in movie history, just Quint across that chalkboard. You're like, fuck, that's an entrance, Quint. That's an entrance. Apparently, the whole town knows about you. I don't think you need to make that entrance. And also, Miss Kittner, perhaps we don't put out bounties, shark bounties, in newspaper ads.
Yeah.
Like, perhaps you go to Chief Brody, although at this point I guess she didn't trust him. Or perhaps you, apparently everyone in town knows who Quint is. Why wouldn't Miss Kittner just
go direct to him?
Go direct to the crazy man source.
Yeah.
I mean, I think for three, I know he asked for 10, but Quint didn't seem like a multimillionaire. I don't think he would have turned down the three if he had been offered at first with his case of apple brandy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, once it became a town problem, then he's like, well, now I can do 10. If
right,
she had approached
yes.
him as a mom for yeah. a private bounty.
Mm-hmm. So, then poor Chief Brody has every last loon out on the water looking for this shark. This is dumb. And I just love Hoopa going, they're all gonna,
they're all gonna die.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And then, but he goes, can I find Chief Brody? And Chief Brody, before even knowing who Hooper is, it's like, can you get those assholes off that boat? Could you just try for me, buddy?
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't know who this man is. How do you know he's not with those seven dingwings?
Yeah.
You know, apparently you know who nobody in town is because you send Deputy Do Nothing. Let's just call spade a spade. You send Deputy Do Nothing out. He's like, you know these people's names. Go get them out of that boat.
He's like, I don't.
But he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest. I know, like, some of the people in my town. My town's on the fairly large side. But I can name, like, the big people in town, like, and this seemed like I can name a good 80 to 100 people in my town. This Amity seemed like a town of about 100 to 200 people. And that kid had clearly, he was an islander. He knew them.
Yeah.
So, yes, Brody's right. Go get your people. Come on. Be like, hey, Mr. McGillicuddy, you know when I used to mow your lawns? Yeah, now get out of the boat before you die. Fun
but
time.
But then he said, but he said the most of those people aren't my people. He said, do you see all the license plates that are out there? Those are not my people.
But at least half were.
I don't know. There were a lot.
No, you know that at least half are because the first boat out onto the water says, if the rest of them don't follow us three boats, they're going to get stuck in all the rocks. I wish them luck. So that guy heading out knew the other boats near him, at least knew the waterways. So at least some of those boats were townsmen. Because he says those other people are going to get smashed up on the rocks.
Yeah.
Which, also, just a friendly alert. If you don't know the waterway you're boating in, don't boat. It's common knowledge. I don't know how to make it clear. If you don't know the tides and the waterways, just don't do it. Just don't. Especially not in like inlets and stuff like that.
Because
if the tide goes out, you're getting stuck on something.
Yeah.
You're getting stuck on a sandbar. You're getting stuck on something. It's common nature. Now, two dingbats catch what they think is the shark. And Brody's so excited. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like, we got it. We don't have to worry about it now.
Because he's just trying to do the most for his town. He's just trying to keep his town safe. He's got hopeful New York never seen a shark optimism, and I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I have seen sharks. We have a large, we have been getting a great white problem here for a while. Not a problem. Nobody's been attacked, but great whites keep coming closer and closer to our shore. So I've seen video and stuff. And actually, we've had some basking sharks, which won't eat anybody, but they've been around for a while now too, just hanging. No, they only eat kelp. So, like, they literally don't have they eat kelp. So,
oh, that's good.
And Hooper's like, sir, I'm sorry, but that is not the shark that ate that lady.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the bite radius on her was much bigger.
Yay big.
Yay big.
That shark is yay big. So do the math. You don't have to be a shark person. I understood it when he said it. You don't have to be a shark expert to understand what that means.
Yes. But you can even see Hooper's face. He's sad to be right, which I like that about his character. He is sad to have to deliver this news. He is a very
compassionate,
yes. Mm-hmm. One thing that the book has that I'm glad they left out of the movie is Hooper and Ellen Brody messing around. They leave it out of the movie, and I think that is fantastic. I hated it in the book.
Wait, them messing? What do you mean? Like,
oh, they sleep together.
Wait, Brody and when you said messing around, is he like hanging out?
Mama Brody and Hooper.
Oh, Mama Brody, sorry.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's not good. Yeah, that would have changed how you feel about that character.
Yeah, definitely. So I think it was good. Obviously, one of the biggest things now is those dumb kids with the shark fin.
Yeah.
The next day. Hooper's like, that's not the shark. They go, he comes over, and he's like, listen, Brody, now that nobody's around, it's just the three of us. We need to figure this out. And Brody is over there just pouring the biggest glass of wine. The biggest glass of wine ever. So, just the biggest.
Did they invite him over for dinner? Or did he just show up?
Yeah. No, he just shows up.
Okay, that's what I thought, because he definitely asked for their plate of dinner.
Yeah.
It's like, is anybody going to eat this? It's like, that is mighty bold.
Currently in the book, too, and I always forget this, the mayor is tied to the mob in the book. I always forget that.
That seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
In books, they have to add a lot of stuff because they have to get certain.
I really should reread this book.
A number of pages.
So, these two. How Hooper gets Chief Brody on that boat, I'll never know. He's like, I'm not drunk enough. Ah, sure you are.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'm not. Yes, you are.
I gotta tell you, though. Hooper has balls of steel. He just keeps diving into water where he knows there's a great white.
There's a shark.
Jesus Christ, Hooper Boo. Jesus. I would not. He just keeps getting into the boat. Getting into the water. He is living to get into the water.
God. Don't know why. I wouldn't even look over the edge of the boat.
This is what I'll say about shark people. And I can say this as a woman who has a very dear friend who goes swimming with great whites all the time, has taken many trips to South Africa to do so. They seem to be lacking the fear that the rest of us.
You mean the survival instinct? I call it.
I also have a very large life insurance policy. No, I'm kidding. Ralph, I love you. Don't die.
Back to when Kittner slaps him.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, you're right. We're there. That's when they find the shark. You're right. Sorry.
When she slaps him, and then when she walks away and he's like, she was wrong. I was like, no, actually, she was entirely correct. Like, yeah. And even if Brody said it, yeah. He's like, no, she's not.
I wonder if what Hooper was saying to him is, you're not the one she should have been blaming. Like,
oh yeah, because it wasn't because you wanted to shut things down. Blame
in the wrong place.
Yeah,
because I do think she did. Like the mayor did it.
Yeah. But he didn't fight very much. Like we said, like he was kind of like,
right.
Which is why I think he accepted responsibility because he didn't put up much of a fight.
Right, and I do agree with that. Once again, also, though, I wonder if Chief Brody also backed down because they're like, we've never had it in this part. How far out was that girl? Like, we don't know much about the incident. Mm-hmm. Like you and I both said, she was buoy length out.
Yeah.
That's a distance. And I have to tell you, I used to beg to go night swimming as a kid. Beg. And I was always told, you don't swim. You never swim when you can't see. It's just the most unsafe thing. Now, granted, the girl was drunk. But that was probably their other point. Like, she shouldn't have
definitely
been.
Definitely shouldn't be swimming when you're drunk.
Right. Yeah. You definitely shouldn't be. The slap is also not in the book. Miss Kimner does not slap Mayor Brody in the book. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if a slap in a book really hits the same way as it does visually on screen. So
literally.
But apparently she
couldn't act a slap, so she had to slap. She slapped him every single time, and it took like 15 takes or 17 takes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he said it was some of the most painful takes in his acting career.
Yeah.
And in one of the takes, she slapped his glasses off. So that woman was not messing around. Poor guy.
Wow. Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm going to need a little a bump in my pay for this day.
I Mrs. Kittner is one of those people I told you. She was just a townsperson that was cast for the role. And I think she brought such raw good emotion to that role. I mean, I think everybody feels her feelings in that scene.
Yeah.
She just does it so well. She's in her mourning outfit. She just Even her slap, her speech, she's stoically hysterical. Like, she's stoically upset. Like, she is, like, she is somebody who's pain you feel at a deep level because she is so measured in her actions. She's not running up to Chief Brody screaming, yelling like a banshee. She smacks him. She says her piece. She's not even, she's lightly tearing, but she's not hysterical while she says her piece. You knew. You got my, and you still let us swim. Mm-hmm. You got my boy killed. And she just walks away.
Mm-hmm.
That is so, because especially you expect a person to be hysterical in that moment and to be acting hysterically, that when she is so measured in her actions, it's more chilling.
Yeah.
To me.
No, I agree. I don't like when people are hysterical and screaming. I tune out. I'm like, you have to go. Like,
yeah.
I don't care what it's about. I don't care if we're being chased by Freddy. I don't care what's happening. Yeah. If you're hysterical and screaming, I'm like, I can't with you. That's too much. So, yeah, I agree. Her being that calm really conveyed, the emotion was conveyed much better that way.
Yes.
She'd been hysterical. Because you didn't see her as this bad guy. Like, if she were hysterical and screaming and just slapped the guy, you'd be like, who is this bitch? Like, she's just crazy. But coming up like that, it's more powerful and meaningful. Bye. Because you know that she's not out of her mind. She's not just talking and blaming anyone or the first person she sees. It's like, nope, she's thought about this. This is how she feels.
Yes. But now,
agreed.
Talking about people who are out of their mind. Tiz Zimeo. He's got all the boat people out patrolling. And I think that's why nobody was going in the water, because they saw all the extra boats. So you know something's going down when you see that kind of visual manpower. Mm-hmm. Even if you've not been told.
Yeah, you're like,
you're not an idiot. Up. You're like, I ain't gonna.
Yeah.
And then two foolish, the mayor somehow convinces people to go in the water. And I love, he kind of went up to the old couple.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys will be dead soon. Get in the water.
They'll get in the water. But then they take their grandkids. I was like, well, that's messed up. And I'm like, you're not, why do people also have to be in the water? Like, people are already there. You're making your money. You're right. Like, you, them being in the water doesn't make you any money. So that's a step that you didn't even have to take. Like, you should have been like, sweet ass. People are here. They don't want to get in the water. None of my business.
Send out two more ice cream guys to patrol the shoreline. You'll make more money.
Right. Even better. Nobody's going to get hurt. And we still made our money. And nobody has to know that there's anything happening other than having the boats out there.
And Chief Brody sends his children over to the pond area, thinking it will be safer. Proving that as lovely as Chief Brody is, perhaps he does not know enough about waterways. If the pond is still attached
connected
to the waterway,
guess what?
Things can get into it. So it's not an enclosed pond, not attached to anything. So it's in a man-made lake. With no wildlife, okay?
Like, yeah.
And the unthinkable happens. The shark goes into the bay, which truly is also one of the most chilling parts about this. Because once again, I think we can all admit that the shark acts atypically. Like I said, they don't love shallow water.
No.
There ain't great food for them there. It's not usually their jam. Except that this shark has already tasted the fatty, fat human flesh.
Yeah, and he's like,
three times at this point, he's ready for another meal. He's getting hungry.
And he's a big guy. These fish out here aren't doing it for him.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I'm a shark, and I see a nice human thigh or a little scuttlefish.
Right.
The human thigh, I mean.
Come on.
We're a nice looking species. Like, I'm surprised more humans aren't eaten by more animals. I'm just saying.
That, you're although stupid, if I was that guy.
Stupid. Like, if I'm on the prairie and I see me, I'm a lion. I see Alicia or a gazelle, I'm assuming that lion's going to attack me. I look very delicious and kind of slow. He's like,
definitely slower than a gazelle.
For it. She doesn't look like she can run.
She's not going to run as far as that gazelle.
Nope. And the lion would be right.
But if I were that guy and when that leg got bitten off, I'd be like, no, you're eating that leg. Like, you're not just going to bite my shit off and then just let it fall to the bottom of the ocean.
Right, eat it.
Like, yeah, this is going straight down your throat. Do not waste it, sir. I'd be pissed. I'd be like, no, come back here.
Maybe he's going back for it later. A little dessert action. I
better put it in some foil or something.
And poor Michael witnesses the whole thing. The shark is literally in his face. Thankfully, there's only one casualty. Even the poor baby is there. But everyone gets back safe. And now we're at the hospital. And Chief Brody gets the paperwork. And the mayor says, just to me, the worst thing to Chief Brody. He goes, you know, my kid was there too. Yes, you motherfucking piece of shit. I realize you were also willing to let your child die.
Yes. Yes,
I am aware how horrible a person you are. And also, you were walking the beach in a goddamn three-piece suit, so we know your fat ass was never getting in the water.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. You want people in that water, Mr.
You go, yeah, don't send the old people. You go.
In the bay.
Seersucker ass and get in the water.
That mayor drank the tainted ass water.
Well, he pretended to. We don't know what
it was. Listen.
Because he never died from it.
Mr. Mayor.
He died. He never died. That mayor never died from it. So I don't think that.
Oh, right. He died from a car accident.
So I don't think he actually drank the water. That was some bottled water bullshit. But at least he tried.
He pretended. He put on an act.
Dipped a toe. Or.
Dip a toe.
Went to waist high. I don't know. Something. Fake me out. Try to fake me out.
I would have loved it if he dipped a toe and a tiny sand shark just ate his toe. That would have just been.
Yes.
No. Chef's kiss.
Or just baby alligators, because they like toes.
Nice fiddler crab. Right on that. If you don't know, the fiddler crab is the one with the really, like, one
big ass
claw.
Oh, yeah. The lopsided guy.
Lopsided. So cute.
And orbs.
So, now we're all going to go out on a boat. Oh, Quint. So we go visit Quint. He gives his demands. And, but he don't want nobody on the boat.
Yeah, you don't want any mates, no captains.
Chief Brody and Hooper can't, abide this. Now, I do love that Quint's trying to be an asshole to Hoop, and Hoop throws that perfect knot back at him. That's just chef's kiss. Because, like, Hooper says the family is very wealthy. But also, Hooper doesn't sit on his ass just collecting money. He has a career. He has a passion. Yes, he has used his wealth to fund his passion and his research, but it's necessary research. It's important work. Like, oceanography is very important, and he seemed very modest about it when Chief Brody asked him, he was like, they're on the boat, and he's like, so I wouldn't think, like, Chief Brody's just nonchalantly like, oh, I didn't think the oceanography could afford, like, this kind of high-tech stuff. And he's like, no, I kind of, I pay for it myself. And he's like, what are you, rich? And he's like, eh, yeah, I guess I'm rich. And he's like, well, what are we talking? And he's like, well, me or the family. Like, he's very modest about
it. Yeah.
Like, putting on airs. Like, he dresses modestly. He talks modestly. Like, the only reason you would know he has money is because of his equipment.
Yeah.
But once again, that's, to me, that's very different than a person of means who does nothing all day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as long as you're doing, like, to have a hobby, do something, yeah.
He has a passion, and he has a job, and he is following it. And Quinn's right. A little dicky about that.
And it's actually, that's pretty cool. That's the dream. If you can have money to do something that you love and
but do I awesome have to say, it. I think Quint should have absolutely had Hooper on the boat. I agree with Quint that Chief Brody was a liability.
Liability, yeah.
First of all,
he didn't bring anything. He has a fear of water. That's already.
Florida, don't know how to swim. Gets motion sickness. Ellen's like, don't worry, I packed you extra Dramamine. Oh, that's great.
Cool. Awesome. That's
what we need on a shark hunting expedition.
Somebody doped
this
up.
This isn't a cruise. We're not sightseeing on the river.
We're not gonna be doing the we're not gonna be line dancing on the deck, the Lido deck. It's gonna be none of that.
So I do understand Quint's point about that.
No, there was no reason for him to be on. There was no reason for him.
No.
Other than he was the hero.
Well, we'll get to that. We'll get there. They enter the boat. And once again, said it at the top, I'll say it again. As I get older and the more I watch this movie, the more run down the orca is. And I also have to say that this is the second big plot hole I have with this movie. This is the chief of police going out on a shark hunting expedition. You are going to tell me that when he wasn't back and they couldn't get them on the radio any longer, because you think Ellen only checked in once.
Yeah.
That the postcard wasn't there. That's such a plot hole. It's a plot hole in the book, too. I mean, it's a plot hole in both. So that's a uniform plot hole, but it always irks me. Also because, I mean, Coast Guards patrol the waters, too. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah. But don't they stay closer? I don't. What?
And also, like, I don't know. Nobody from the town called the Coast Guard and was like, hey, just so you know, we got a shark problem. No one. Not a one. Because I have to tell
not
you.
Not a single one.
I live in Amity, and Mr. Mayor Crazy Pants is trying to keep all beaches open. My big mouth is telling. I'm ratting you out, Mayor Mr. Die. Chief Brody's like, listen, I loved it when Chief Brody was like, you are the mayor of Shark Town, my friend. Just sign this paper and try to save some face. What are you even talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, he was like, now, he's like, we can get it done now. He's like, let's go.
Just the rinkiest boat. And we immediately,
boat is
we
all
didn't know Chief Brody was a liability, we are immediately gonna be shown how much of a liability he is. First of all, he sucks at chumming. Just sucks. I'm just gonna say it. And then he doesn't even double check what items to unknot. You know, that's just stupidity. So, day one, they're doing okay in the morning. And now, we're chumming along. If I'm out looking for a great white shark, and I've got my hand in a bucket of blood, am I turning my face away from the water?
Not
no, Chief Brody, I am not. And all of a sudden, Chief Brody finally gets to see what we are dealing with. The shark comes out of the water, which I remember in the 80s being impressed by that. And now in 2021, I'm like, oof, that's rough there, Bruce. It's rough. It's okay, yeah. But it's rough.
Ah, his mouth is all wide. He's like, ah. It's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Hey, you guys. Just a little crossover Steven Spielberg humor for you there, guys.
Now I want to make a shirt with Bruce and a caption going, here you go.
We should make that for Texas Frightmare Weekend. We should. A little inside humor.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great.
I want to say it would be chum, like chunk, chunk.
Guys, this is what happens when Jen and Alicia record late night.
Oh, that's great.
Late night on the East Coast, at least.
Yeah.
So now we get a barrel onto the shark. And for some reason, it's now nighttime and these three asshats think, let's get fucking drunk.
We just saw the shark, but we're just going to chill.
Right. This is when we're just
wasted.
Oh, we've got one can thing on him, so let's chill and have some beverages. I'm sorry, once again, you're not about to go do karaoke on the Lido deck. No, now is not the time.
I don't even understand why alcohol was packed. Like, why was it?
Like, for Quint and Chief Brody, alcohol is. I mean, we saw Chief Brody just drinking all the time.
I mean, I like a good time. I like to bring drinks to things, but not to hunt down the biggest ass shark I've ever seen. I need to be 100% sober. In fact, I probably wouldn't have drank for a couple days before we even went out on the boat.
Well, that sounds stupid. Hold on.
I want nothing in my state. If I'm going to go hunt a great white shark, I need to be entirely sober.
How many days does it take you to get sober?
It's an exaggeration. I'm just saying. I would not
worried have
bought alcohol.
I'm worried. So yeah. And now Bruce is back and we're at the climax of this movie, and I'm going to tell you that this is vastly different from the book. This is the biggest change. Hooper goes down into the cage in the book. The scene in which the shark is attacking the cage, Hooper does not survive that in the novel. Quint kills Bruce, but is then harpooned. So the harpoon's still in Bruce. He gets tangled in the harpoon as Bruce's body is sinking.
Oh.
He gets dragged to the bottom, leaving Chief Brody alone in the water, which is his biggest
fear.
So
now he's got to, and he has to get back to land.
Obviously, much more satisfying ending when Chief Brody kills the beast. Quint goes down with his ship, which you kind of see it in his eyes. This is his Moby Dick. This is his white whale. He's getting him or he's dying trying. Like, you know it in all his. He's not letting them radio for help. He's not letting them do nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The chief tries to radio for help. He starts a fire, etc. Down, and he does not care.
He cared once he saw the shark actually in the eyes, because when he was sliding towards the mouth, he was pretty terrified. Yeah. As I would. I don't know how I would. I don't know why he kept kicking. I'm like, just spread your legs and hold them at the mouth. But he kept kicking.
Yes, Jen, because when you're sliding down towards a giant shark, you have semblance of mind.
He did. He spread his legs like he was supposed to, but then he kept moving for some reason. I was like, stop moving.
Well, I think that was just momentum.
I don't know.
The shark was thrashing, thusly thrashing the boat, thusly thrashing him.
I don't know. The way it went down.
A 3-ton fish is thrashing about a boat. What do you think happens?
I know it's the visual effects. It's that they didn't, like, we already established Bruce wasn't the strongest looking puppet, but still it just the way he goes down, I'm just like, bro, you could have fought a little harder. Like, if he had just slid straight into the mouth, I'd have been like, wow, damn, yeah. That sucks. Kicked out a tooth or two on his way in. But, like, yeah, it just looked like he could have done something about it. Maybe not for long, but yeah.
Well, okay then. Did you hear that, Quint? You didn't die right for Jen.
Nope. Didn't put up enough of a fight. Wasn't about it.
Well,
Brody let his hand go, Brody was like, nah. Because that hand grip was not even a real grip. It was like, oh.
Not for nothing. We don't both need to get eaten by the shark.
That is an entirely fair point.
Self-preservation, my friend. But they didn't even like each other. It's not like they were best friends. It's not like he was seeing his brother get eaten. Oh,
wow.
Tough man he met. Noted.
If Alicia does not know your ass for more than 3 days, do not expect her to save you from any kind of disaster. Humanity be damned. Alicia's not about that life.
Listen, y'all, I have to survive. If I think you can survive too, obviously, but if it's a choice between your ass or mine, it's mine.
I would at least have held on to his arm till the shark got his leg, and then I'd be like, ah, well, there you go. He let him go long before he even hit the shark. That's I was like, well, that's kind of cold-blooded. Because I get what you're saying. Like, if it looks like I'm going to get pulled into, yeah, I got to let you go. Somebody's got to live to tell the story. But he was nowhere near the shark at that point. It was but I also blame Quint. He shouldn't have let go that easily. There's no way he'd have been able to let me go. I'd have had a part of his shirt sleeve if I'd have been hanging on.
Well, okay then. Jen has given this a lot of thought, guys.
I've seen it twice now.
There are very few people that I like enough to hold on to in the face
that
of
is, that life. Is fair. And Quint is probably definitely not one of them.
No, he's not. To be fair, they both live in this household. After that, you're out. My whole family just heard that, and we're all going to the beach on Saturday. They're like, shit. Oh,
don't get attacked by a shark. You're on your own.
You know what, Jen? If we could not release this until Sunday, really kidding. My family doesn't listen. We're fine.
I was like, who's going to hear it?
My brother might listen, but he's 12. He's 12 and he's real thin. No sharks coming for him.
Plus, you can fling him onto the shore. Like,
right, yeah. It's really easy. Although, problematically, he's the same height as me, so.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I'm short, so. Guys, I would, like, I mean, if it was being filmed, I'd fake it better than Brody is, so that you wouldn't talk about it. I'd pretend to hold on. Also, Jen, like, they were both very wet and very slippery.
There's too much cloth for me to grab. It wasn't like a slip. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm holding on to you, you're slipping. It was like,
Also, here is a man who literally went insane and made it impossible for you to get assistance for the team. You're going to go down with that? You're going to go down with that.
This no, I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to try, then don't even put your hand out there. Just be like, well, buddy, I'm not feeling this right now. But it was a sense of he actually did want to save the guy. It was such a half-assed effort on both their parts. He could have let go all he wanted to. My hand would have been dug into his sleeve or whatever. There'd be no way I would let go. I understand you let go. That's fine.
And also, Chief Brody, before going on a great white shark expedition, perhaps do a little bit more research about the captain of your boat. Is he wildly unstable? Oh yeah, perhaps don't go on the boat.
Well, I mean, we know that the town book, knows who he is, so they should have all known that he's unstable.
Also, though, in the book, Brody is also prone to large fits of anger, similar to Quint. Like, he is known to, like, he strangles Hooper and almost kills him in the book because of the affair, etc. So there is that. Yeah, I'm going to reread this book. Put down my to-be-read list tonight. But overall, so now Sharky's dead and Hooper pops up. Yay!
Hey, I'm here! That was a bitch move. He was stayed underwater. He's like, I don't need to be up there.
True.
He was like, I'm just going to chill down here till stuff gets handled.
So I see that the dead shark, I mean, he had a tank. He was good for a while.
He stayed down there. And as soon as the shark blew up, he was like, oh, okay, I'm here. What's up?
Yeah. No, good for him.
Not mad at it.
He knew Quint was crazy, too. He's like, I'm not going down with these people.
What's going on up there?
And then the two of them just paddle home together.
Mm-hmm.
Happily paddle home.
That explosion was crazy. It was a good one.
So realistic. So lifelike.
I love a good explosion in the mouth.
You do. Oh. I know. Yeah, you do. You're a fan of it.
Let's say that differently, though, because did you hear what I just said?
No.
I love a good explosion in the mouth.
We are absolutely not editing that. Nope, not editing it.
I'm not even going to try to keep it. Whatever. Take from that what you will.
It happened. This was all part of Jen's plan to get promoted to the most popular co-host of TFW. Which one of you was the one who said she likes explosions in the mouth? Just to refresh me. Clearly, I don't like explosions in the mouth. That's how I ended up with a child. Wow. Oh, welcome to R and Hill. How y'all doing tonight?
That went side. I don't even have a drink.
I'm only having iced tea. This is like, what has happened? Oh, whew, okay. Who knew? So many innuendos in a shark movie. Next week we do Sharknado. I can't wait for what we come up with that one.
Uh-huh. Oh man. Oh, good news. Deep Blue Sea comes on to Netflix this month. So.
Yes.
We get to see it for free.
Oh, what are we watching Sharknado on? Well, we'll tell people where they can find it.
Yeah. But overall, obviously, Jaws, what do you give it? We know the answer.
10 out of 10. There are no flaws. There are no flaws. First of all, the mayor, one of the absolute best movie villains of all time. Because he, like, listen, Freddy's aware. Jason's aware. Michael's aware. They own it.
Yeah.
Candyman, aware. Pinhead, aware. All the great. Chucky, aware.
Conscience.
Yeah. Jigsaw, aware. All know it. This guy's like, I'm the mayor. I'm doing this for the good of my town. Like, he's putting on such a smarmy veneer. I would rather he just say, listen, I'll let all you motherfuckers die if it lines my pockets. Like,
I would respect that. I'd be like, okay.
I would respect it.
I can't say anything about that.
The fact that you're smacking a smile on your face, wearing your stupid suits and your striped tie, Also, Miss Tamea, patterned suit jacket, plain tie. Just fashion advice from me to you. I know it was the 70s, though, so there were a lot of questionable fashion choices being made left and right on this show.
So many.
But, yes, all in all, 10 out of 10 for me. I definitely never want it redone. However, I would say if they could find a way to just change nothing else but make Bruce look more realistic, they could.
Ooh, like remaster it or something? Or
remaster it, face tune, auto tune Bruce a little bit. Listen, if. Listen, didn't they have that like Tupac concert once where Tupac was
hologram? Yeah.
If we can have that technology, we can face tune poor little Brucey here, make him look just a little more realistic. That would be my only thing. Because unfortunately, with the new technology, Brucey has not held up.
Yeah,
no. It's so funny because even if you had said something to me in the mid 90s, I would have been like, no, Bruce holds up. But now I'm like,
HD has just really screwed up a lot of old movies.
I think that's what it was. I even said that to myself today. I'm like, I don't remember this feeling as graphic. Today felt like it just hit a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger TVs, HD. Yeah.
When I have the 4D HD now or something, I don't know, 4K, 4D, I don't know what it is.
Doesn't do good for people's makeup either.
I'm seeing a lot of pixelation. Yeah, I was going to say that. A lot of pixelation, guys. A little blending, a little mattifying powder on that would be doing.
Yeah, go a long way. They don't need to remake Jaws because there's so many shark movies. Like, the whole thing about Jaws was there had not been a movie like before. So.
And what I like about shark movies going forward is nobody tried to redo that model.
Right.
And I do appreciate that. Like, I do like that a lot. For you, what's your rating? How many heels?
I'm going to give you my score and then I'm going to say why. I would say like a 6, 7.
Are you out of your ever loving? You've now officially heard the last horror in your podcast.
And I knew you were going to get upset. I knew you were going to get upset. But here's the thing. The problem is the first time I've actually seen it was in November. So I've seen all these other sharks.
Wait, hold on.
I did not see Jaws as a child.
How did I not know this about you?
I don't know. Because usually when we're talking about Jaws, I like to hear you talk about how much you love it. And
you guys, I feel lied to. I feel hurt.
I'm sure that I've said this before.
If I had walked in on Jen sleeping with my husband, guys, she never told me this information.
I thought for sure I told you this before.
No. No.
Yeah, well.
No, I remember you telling me you never saw the original Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like.
The thing is, I can't definitive, like, it's because I don't think of, I've never seen Jaws. I feel like I've. May have seen it as a kid, but I don't remember.
But not with the same remembrance and love.
If I saw it, it was a long, long time ago as a little kid, and I can reference it, and I know the references, so that's why it's hard for me to say definitively I'd never seen it before. It feels weird to say that, because I'm like, it feels like a movie I would have seen, but I just had no, I have no recollection.
You guys hear how she's backtracking, you hear it, right? Nope. You all heard it, she's backtracking.
Telling you the truth.
Okay, so you hadn't seen it until November. Why still the low rating?
December. Because it just, as far as horror goes, for me already, sharks aren't that scary because you can avoid them. Again, for me, scary things come at you when you're at home. So a shark in the water, I'm like, well, all you have to do is not get in the water. And then I guess for me, I don't really know the size of sharks, so I don't see him as being that big, because I don't know what a shark size is, so...
You don't think that 20 feet of animal with three rows of teeth is craziness?
Like I said, I don't know how big sharks are normally, so that doesn't...
20 feet is three LeBron Jameses.
And I don't, is that not, I don't know how big sharks are, like, no, that it does sound
humongous.
Yeah, and I know whales are huge, so I always picture, like, sea animals as being huge, because I think of whales are huge, so sea animals in my head of that type are just huge, so I'm like, I don't get the reference of how big he is.
Do you want something 20 feet long eating you?
No, I don't want anything 7 feet long. I don't want anything eating me. Actually, 20 feet better, because then it could actually just swallow me whole, and then I don't have to feel it. Something smaller than that's going to chew me up, and that's going to hurt. If we want to go logistics.
No, it looked like Bruce was doing a lot of chewing to me, so logistically, you seem wrong. We saw body parts afloat. Thinking. Okay.
But it's a classic movie, and I love the score. I love, like, it's still a good movie. It's just, for me, as a horror movie, it's not that scary. I think everyone should see it as a horror fan. Okay,
if you were to take it out, take horror out of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't grade it higher based on how good the acting is, how good the movement and tempo is.
Again, for me, because of what I'm used to, especially with shark movies, I'm used to seeing more of the shark, seeing more of it eating people and things.
That's what I hate, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to complain about it in the next three. Yeah. I know I am. I know I'm going to bitch about it. I'm letting you all know that. Right now, I don't need to see the shark that much. I am very much more freaked out by what I don't see. That's probably why, like, Rosemary's Baby as a book and a movie really works for me. That's probably why Midsommar actually really works for me, because there's a lot unseen. I'm an unseen person. So I do understand what you're saying, and especially if you've been around, like, the deep blue seas, the shark nights, those, I can understand it. It's just, I mean, visually, you have to admit, visually, it's one of the best.
I do like the camera. I do like the camera direction and the cinematography. I like, it's very clean, which is why.
Can't you give it an 8 for that? Like, why aren't these things bumping it up? It's an amazing,
because I can get that from because you can get that from movies that are really that keep my, because that's not enough to keep my attention. So I'll tell you, like, I like
this movie does not keep your attention, is what you're telling.
Not very well. I'm sorry,
guys. Once again, it would have been less been fun if I walked into her sleeping with my husband.
That's okay. This is we can't agree on everything every time. It's fine. You've not liked some movies that I've loved. I understand. And it's not that I don't not like Jaws. I'm not like, Jaws sucks. I just...
You gave it a 50%!
No, I said 6 or 7. That's 60-70%. That's passing.
And what? Listen, TJ, your mother is going on record right now. In this household, 70% ain't passing. Do your homework, kid. Do your homework. Jesus Christ. Oh, okay. Well, thankfully, I'm here to average this out. It still gets like 9.5. Yeah, no, guys, I can't do math. I'm sure that's not right. Don't come at me. Fine. I don't care. I refuse to give my beloved Jaws anything but a combined total of 9.5. So y'all can suck it.
But again, and I think it's just that when you, like, seeing it as an adult, it doesn't have the same impact as it would have had I seen it as a kid.
You know, some people like to say that to me about Gremlins, and to those people I say, pshaw.
I mean, I don't care. Like, you're the one who missed out on seeing it as a kid. I still love that movie.
So I feel about you and Jaws, honestly.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
I still love you. Let's tell these people where they can watch Sharknado next week.
Sharknado. I'm gonna
drink my sorrows away from this news. Sharknado. Amazon Prime.
That's it. Everything is always on Amazon Prime.
And Hoopla.
Oh, yes. I have Hoopla, yes. Hoopla
for free.
Sweet.
So good. Everything. I can't wait to make fun of this movie.
Oh, it's going to be
I mean, not for nothing. I'm looking at a still of one of the sharks in Sharknado, though. Bruce, you were better.
Well, I mean, they're all CGI sharks, so they're not going to compare on that level. Because even bad animatronics is still better than CGI.
You guys.
On any day.
How did I not know how many?
Oh, there's like 5 or 6.
Sharknado. Sharknado yeah. 2, the second one. Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no. Sharknado 4, The Fourth Awakens. Sharknado, Heart of Sharkness. Sharknado 5, Global Swarming. The Last Sharknado, It's About Time.
Yep. Seen all of them. Oh, it's also on Roku.
I've seen one, and I feel like I saw parts of 3 at a bar one night.
That sounds about right. I've
never watched 2, because 2 is the one that takes place in New York City, right?
Actually, yeah, I think so. That's actually a great movie to have on at a bar.
Yeah.
I love having random movies like that on at bars.
But Jen is right. They're all available on Prime. So
Prime, Roku, first one's on Roku and Hoopla. Hoopla, if you do not know, is a library service.
Oh, they know. If they've listened to this podcast, they're aware.
Maybe it's their first time. Oh, look at that. Users with similar preferences watched Gremlins. First ones. There you go.
There you go, guys. They know us. They've met us.
So well.
Okay. Okay, guys. I'm heartbroken. Can't handle this. So I'm gonna detox from this information.
We're gonna make it through this.
But I don't know that we are. Sharknado with
Sharks our next week.
Do you want to tell them who will be with us?
Oh, our boyfriends from the Post Credit Podcast.
Oh God.
That means we gotta look cute. Damn it.
Drew and I are on the out.
Uh oh.
He didn't like Shutter Island, you all. Yeah, Jen. I knew you hadn't listened to the episode yet. Since you hurt me, I was about. Yeah.
How? Shutter Island is so good.
And he is not a fan of the Leo. We'll have some bones to pick with him when he.
14-year-old Jen was a huge fan of the Leo.
Yes, like, we all know.
Yes.
Yes, so they'll be on, and it'll be fun. And as always, this is the post-credit podcast from... No. I was looking at my shirt, everyone. I'm wearing the shirt.
I was like, what?
Can we just cut this out? Can we just... Again, can we edit that? Okay.
Funny.
No, leave it in. Leave it in.
It's great.
This is good. Once again, this is Holly reminding you we like big explosions in the mouth. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.